Dietland, written by Sarai Walker and read by Lauren Henderson. I turned to face them. The shame and embarrassment I felt made me want to keep quiet as always, but then I remembered. A Baptist isn't afraid to take risks. I looked at the man who'd made the comment and said, "I'm too much woman for you. From the looks of you, you probably like to diddle little boys." The two guys next to him, the friends, his white guy posse, laughed. They shouldn't have laughed. The fist of the man who'd made the comment came flying at me. I saw it coming. The white paw, the hairy knuckles, the ring finger wrapped in a thin gold band. I opened my mouth as if to yell, but his fist hit me before I could. The gold band smashing my lip into my incisor. I stumbled backwards, past the white line, near the edge of the subway platform. Someone screamed, but it sounded far away. I turned my head and saw the train approaching, the silver bullet, its white light heading toward me. My arms moved propeller-like as I fought for balance. Blood filled my mouth. I didn't want to die this way, not with these people watching, but the white light was moving closer. I braced for impact, but then I felt hands pulling at me. I fell to my knees on the platform as the train blew past. "He tried to push her onto the tracks! Did you see that? He tried to push her!" The doors of the train opened and the passengers stampeded out, knocking me from side to side. When the crowd thinned and the train closed its doors, a woman knelt down next to me. "Are you all right?" She helped me to my feet. Another woman handed me a wad of tissue from her purse, which I held to my lip. The man and his two friends were gone. When the police came, they asked me to describe what had happened. "He said something rude to me," I told them, but I couldn't repeat what he'd said. "I confronted him and he punched me." "He tried to push her," said the woman who'd offered me the tissue. "I saw the whole thing." The officers said they would review the closed-circuit television and then contact me. I wrote my name and address on the form, as requested, and so did the witnesses. The officer asked me, for the second time, if I needed the paramedics. "I just want to go home." A 2-train pulled into the station and I settled into one of the orange plastic seats. The man sitting across from me was shrunken and old, and I could see myself reflected in the glass above his head. I stared at myself, plumb in Alicia's dress, a bruise forming above her lip. The woman in the glass stared back.